It's the Ray Appleton Podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Joining me in studio today for the full three-hour Appleton extravaganza is the one and only Mark Capitan, Esquire, attorney at law, host of the Mark Capitan Show, the top-rated Saturday show at noon in the Valley. And we've had some interesting developments going on today. Mark, you know, I started prepping the show like at 6 o'clock this morning, and, you know, I'm pulling down all this information, reading all the news that I can. And things just go haywire sometimes, and news breaks, and you got to tap dance, and that's kind of where we're at today in the second hour, anyway, of the program. We talked about the Supreme Court rulings that were issued and came down this morning in the first hour. Thanks again to Omar Ochoa, attorney out of Texas, who joined us in the first hour. If you missed it, good info, go to the podcast page at KMJNow.com. You can pull that up and listen to it. And then stuff starts to break concerning other issues in America, the military, or the U.S. Army, anyway. Reinstating the requirement for a high school diploma in order to serve your country. And the phone lines just absolutely lit up. 490-5858 is the number.
And Sonny Barger from the Hells Angels dying. I mean, I tell folks, and I was just telling Mike, our producer, it's amazing what you guys here at KMJ go through on a daily basis. To be able to wake up in the morning like you did at 6 in the morning and do a rundown of all the news and then present it in a three-hour period of time, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and another piece of breaking news right now out of Visalia. We're going to take you there live or to Larry County Sheriff Mike Boudreau has just taken the stage, and he's announcing the a break in a cold case. Let's go there live. And that is Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau making the announcement. The cold case from 1994, Angelica Ramirez, has now been solved. Terrible, terrible story out of the South Valley there, Mark. A DNA break. And,
you know, when you told me about it, I looked up on the internet. I said, I wonder if we could find out who this is. And that's exactly the case that I found. It appears that Boudreau, I mean, it sounds like he's just a great guy, you know.
Oh, he is.
And he, it doesn't say in this article when he started it, but he started a cold case homicide unit and appointed two detectives. I thought it would be one of the two detectives that were named here, but it's not. It's another detective, Lowry, who I think I've met down in Tulare on a few occasions. But it does state here that one of the cases that he wanted to find and solve was this cold case regarding this young girl who was abducted in 1994 at a Visalia swap meet. And it's funny that that's exactly the reason why he set up this this unit, and they did their job.
Well, it's interesting. They caught him the same way that they caught the Golden State Killer, a former cop. Interestingly enough, but this guy got deported, Ramiro Villegas, before he got deported to Mexico, before he was taken, the DNA sample was taken from him. This case would have been solved years ago, but through the great efforts of law enforcement there, of the Tulare County Sheriff's Department and those investigators, they dug through and solved this thing. When we come back, if you want to chime in on this situation, this break in this cold case of Angelica Ramirez from 1994, let's talk about it. 490-5858, 490-5858. That's Mark Capitan. I'm Blake Taylor in for Ray Appleton today. We're back in just a moment.
The Ray Appleton Podcast.
It's free.
KMJNow.com.
26 past the hour, Blake Taylor, Mark Capitan in for Ray Appleton today. Tomorrow, Christopher Gabriel will be filling in. He's going to have a great show, I'm certain of it. He always does a heck of an effort to fill in when he's doing that for Ray. A reminder, the big food truck roundup fundraising efforts going on this afternoon starting at 5 o'clock. Go to KMJNow.com for details on how you can help the folks from the Planet Vegan food truck, which exploded last week and left its owner, Joe Ellis, in critical care right now with burns all over his body. It's a brutal case. If you want to get something for dinner tonight, I highly recommend all of those food trucks that are participating, more than 30 of them around town. All of the details on locations and stuff are at our website, KMJNow.com. Well, let's put a bow on the Angelica Ramirez murder case there, Mark. From a legal perspective, what was your, you know, professional reaction to this?
Listen, there's a case that, and I don't know if this is a professional reaction on my part or a personal reaction on my part, there was a case in 1981 here in Fresno that a young girl, she worked at Yoshino's. And we had just only been in here in Fresno for a couple of years when my dad retired from the military. And she worked at Yoshino's, and she someone had shot through the back of the car, and it hit and killed her, and it's never been solved. Mm. And it just, to this day, it haunts me that there's a guy walking around and it's unresolved. So whether it's from a professional point of view or personal point of view, the fact that this is solved, even though they don't get the justice, just ensures that the guy's not out there doing other things. And so I'm just happy for the family to have some sort of closure in this matter.
Romero Villegas is the culprit. He was deported to Mexico before they collected DNA from him. But through the advent of these online family tree websites that you submit your DNA to, this is how they tracked him down. They found his four brothers down in the LA area and other family members, and they tied it all together. Those four guys are still alive.
Yeah.
But Villegas down in Mexico passed away a few years ago.
Yeah, it was funny that you and I both groaned at the same time when they announced that four out of the five brothers they were able to get samples from, and both you and I looked at each other and said, oh my gosh, the suspect is dead. Yeah, every case that we have nowadays, if it's a, especially in felony cases, a person is ordered as part of their probation to submit to they call them buccal samples. It looks like it's another word, but they're called buccal samples, or buccal, some people will call it, samples, or blood specimen samples, or other biological samples for DNA purposes. So this advent of DNA and getting people's DNA on file, although it's a scary thing, especially when it's your own DNA, it is solving a lot of crimes, and it's interesting that it's coming from this family tree type stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Our family's on one of these.
We're on it too.
Sites, and I'm also not killing people. So
yeah, you know,
if I've got a cousin out there or a second cousin that is,
just warn them. You know, yeah.
All right, 490-5858. If you remember that case, give us a shout. If not, we're going to move on to some other things that are going on, including Mark, the proposed 69% pay raise proposal for Fresno City Council. We'll keep an eye on it and give you what we know at this point. If not, we're just going to gripe about it.
I'll tell you, it's funny because I was reading up on that, and I was also reading up on the Esparza. We're not, you know, listen, there's a million things to talk about, but the Esparza and Bredefield lawsuit and the fight and everything, et cetera. And it's money flows in and out in such a frivolous way in many cases out of government. And I understand that they may be underpaid, but to make a jump of 69% is a horrible showing to the voters.
And we're going to get more on that opinion from Mark Capitan next.
The Ray Appleton Podcast, right now.
It's free.
KMJNow.com.
And I am joined in studio on this Thursday edition of the Appleton Program with attorney at law Mark Capitan. The number one rated Mark Capitan show can be heard noon Saturdays here on KMJ and streaming always on KMJNow.com. Go back and get the podcast too. Some amazing interviews over the last couple of years. We've got some developing news, folks, concerning that controversial, to say the least, pay raise proposal from Fresno City Council. This just in.
Yeah.
They're pumping the brakes on that proposed 69% pay raise. The Fresno City Council opting for a more, quote-unquote, modest pay bump, they say.
Oh, no.
Instead of receiving a $55,000 raise all at once, the City Council today announcing they will instead receive smaller amounts paid incrementally over the next 3 years.
Totaling how much?
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Citing public feedback, in other words, that's a kind way of saying outrage.
Right.
The three city council members who made the initial 69% proposal worked with Mayor Jerry Dyer on a new salary system proposal here.
I got my calculator out.
Okay, you got it?
Go ahead.
Right. Are you taking notes, folks?
Yep.
Get your pencils and pens ready, or your calculators. City Councilman Luis Chavez introduced the amendments at today's meeting. Council members beginning new terms will earn $92,000 starting this January, $101,200 in January of 2024, and $111,000 in January 2025. So,
They make what now?
That only 80. The city council president makes a bit more than that. I think 85.
Okay, so they got a 31,000 over the next 3 years.
So it is by 2025, all city council members will receive, get this, a 39% raise from the current amount. The new proposal passed today by a 5-2 vote. The same two that voted no last time last week, Gary Bredefeld and Esmeralda Soria, who is termed out, both voting no. Those are the two no votes. Yeah,
because they wanted the 69,000.
Well, no, Soria's running for assembly, so she's got to look like she's fiscally prudent for the next election in the general in November.
Oh, politics!
So 39% raise over the next 3 years. Your thoughts, Mark Capitan?
Okay, my thoughts. Esquire. See, now that takes a little bit of the wind out of my sails, but it's funny. It's almost like, hey, let's ask for the sky and then let's back down like we're being magnanimous, right?
It's a negotiating tactic centuries old.
Yeah. We had debates with the family and my buddy Frank Arnold and over the dinner table this whole last week regarding this. Half the side says, listen, this is it's now a full-time job. Their pay is not commensurate with the rest of the workforce out there, and therefore they need to have a raise. My half basically says, basically, it shouldn't be a full-time job. It shouldn't be a career that you last for 20, 30, 40 years in, that it should be something that you do as partially to get paid, but also for what it was designed for, and that is public service, giving back.
That's exactly right. That's what it's supposed to be all about.
Right.
Now, $80,000 for a full-time Fresno City Councilman, you know, I don't necessarily have a problem with that number, but it's supposed to be about the service to the community.
Right.
And you're all at $80,000, the single person income average in this city is under $40,000 in Fresno right now?
Exactly. And to ask for it at the time that they asked for it during one of the biggest economic downturns that we've had in decades.
Well, yeah, exactly. Timing.
Yeah.
Timing. Well, they also had this thing in their pockets ready to go as soon as the primary election was over, and Esparza, Arias, Annalisa Perea all got voted in.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
I know. I just don't. I can't imagine the gall of asking for a pay raise like that. You know, when they do a 3% pay raise, a 5% pay raise, or something to that effect, something that is fiscally responsible, that's one thing. But to ask for a 69% raise,
to vote yourself a 69% raise, which is what they did last week.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They voted themselves this raise.
Yeah.
And now it's down to 39% over 3 years, which
still more than the rate of inflation or whatever you want to call it.
Inflation's at 8%,
right? Yeah, right.
And your average yearly, if you are on pace to get a yearly bump, shall we say, if you're in the business industry, generally it's 3%. You're lucky if you're going to get 4 or 5 in this kind of financial environment, right?
Yeah, but let me ask you this now. Can I remember your quote when we have to take Marcella, your wife, who works at my office, and bump her with a pay raise?
You're more than welcome to. Just make it cash, baby. Make it cash. That's all I got to say. Well, we can open up the phone lines and talk about this. So the new revised plan, the city council today voting 5-2, Bredefeld and Soria against a 39% pay increase over the next 3 years. Your thoughts on that at 490-5858, 490-5858. Let's snag one last call on the Army going back to requiring GEDs and high school education, high school diploma. One last call on that, and then we're going to move on. Dave, thanks for being so patient, calling in.
Hi, guys. It's Dave.
Yep, you're on the air. Go.
Thank you very much. I'm a disabled Vietnam vet, and I got to tell you, if they don't have a high school education or at least an equivalent, I would not have any confidence of them being in the foxhole with me, wanting them to be able to entrust them with the responsibility of being, just because it's military doesn't mean you don't have to have a certain amount of common sense and a certain amount of being bright and a certain amount of being able to be flexible. Mm-hmm. So I'm absolutely in favor of requiring at least a high school equivalent diploma, if not a high school education.
But and Dave, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. They're at the Army right now is at 40% of its recruiting level. They need to be, you know, they'd like to be in the 90s, but they're at 40% right now due to a variety of issues, obesity, unwillingness to even consider joining the military, many other issues, laziness, and so to a certain point, the lack of a high school diploma.
Well, let me try to put a little sense of humor in this. If we give them a 39% raise to go in the Army, you'll have a lot of people.
Yeah, well, they are giving them signing bonuses and pretty significant ones. Plus, yeah. You get the GI Bill option, too.
That's interesting that both of our veterans had said that they wanted an education.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously see it from a different point of view than we do, and they may be, I'd be first to admit that they may be right.
Yeah, Dave, thanks so much for the call. 490-5858. Like to get your thoughts on this new deal. And according to the report I'm seeing, Mark, is that this negotiation with the city council members who are proposing this, which is Carbasi, Maxwell, and Luis Chavez on this proposed initially 69% pay raise. Now It's a 39% over 3 years. They negotiated this with Mayor Dyer.
It's interesting to see. I would like to know whether they brought in any type of actuary or accountant to make a professional opinion, render a professional opinion, maybe even provide a letter of support for such actions, or whether this is just something out of thin air.
Yeah, well, we're going to see how this all plays out. By the way, Councilman Mike Carbasi, who authored this thing, is going to be joining Philip and Skip this afternoon on the afternoon drive here on KMJ. So make sure you're locked in for that. That ought to have some fireworks in it. Hey, when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines again, take your calls on the Fresno City Council pay raise, giving themselves, it looks like, with the acknowledgement of Mayor Dyer, a 39% pay raise over 3 years. Your calls on it. Coming up next, 490-5858. That's Mark. I'm Blake. In for Ray. We'll be right back.
Right now.
The Valley's legendary Ray Appleton.
The Ray Appleton Podcast. KMJNow.com.
And one more segment to go on the Appleton program. Thanks so much, Mark Capitan, attorney at law, Esquire, talk show host.
Oh, come on now.
Guitarist.
You want to talk multifaceted. Folks, this Blake Taylor over here, running this whole ship over here, program directing, doing live on air as news is breaking, taking emails from business partners over here as this is all going on. The guy, you're phenomenal.
I appreciate that. It's nice of you to say, but
your wife's still your better half, though.
Yeah, damn right she is. She's amazing. You talk about a person who works hard, too.
She's
got like 9 jobs.
And 2 of them, one at my office and one as my producer for the Mark Capitan radio show. And I thank her every day for keeping my life in order.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get a couple of calls to wrap up the program here. We're talking about the Fresno City Council just moments ago. If you had just joining us, just voted themselves by a vote of 5-2, a 39% pay raise over the next 3 years. Andy, on line 2, you're next on KMJ. Andy, are you calling from Mars?
Yeah. Hey, look, I listen to Arias on the, I listen to watch him on the news try to justify that. Bottom line, you can't put enough lipstick on that pig, okay?
All right, Andy, it sounds like we're losing you there, buddy. I appreciate the call. I agree with you. It's a bit much in this compromise between Mayor Dyer and the council, 39% over 3 years. I'd like to see some of that coinage in my life.
Listen,
as with you and you and you.
I'm going to give them a little bit of a benefit. I understand that this may be making
Mark.
Up for a little bit of past years where they did not get a raise. So I'm going to play devil's advocate for you.
Oh, you softy.
Yes,
so you're a softy.
Now everybody likes
financially
me.
Irresponsible Mark Capitan, host of the Mark Capitan Show. No, I'm just kidding. Let's go back to the phones. Ray, you're the last one on this one today before we turn it over to Mike DiManuel Jr. in just a few. Hey, Ray.
Hello, Blake and Mark. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on Mike Kerbasi's comment stating where you have to pay more to attract better qualified people. Well, what is that saying about volunteers that give freely of their time? Are they the worst of the worst?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Kerbasi, listen, I like Mike Kerbasi. Yes. He's a nice person. But he sounded... The optics of his explanation for the justification for a 69% pay raise was wholeheartedly out of bounds and ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a bit of an elitist statement, and I know the guy's not. I like the guy, but to say we are more qualified, we're cream of the crop, and we deserve cream of the crop pay compared to the rest of you is, yeah, that's a
Lee
bit
Brand
much.
Ran for council when the pay was 40 grand a year, and he was. I don't know if he was a millionaire, but he was probably darn close to it with all of his real estate dealings and his.
But he took on the daily duties of his other business at the time.
Yeah,
it was not a full time job for him. He worked it full time because that was his dedication to the community. But he still maintained another job, and that's what gets me with what public service is now turning into.
Yeah, it's quite a development. Hey, this has been a lot of fun, Mark. I really appreciate you. Mike Martinez doing a great job producing today. Liz Kern at the news desk. Before we get out of here, what are the Appletones up to these days? You guys are going to be a part of our 100th anniversary show at the Big, Big Fresno Fair, presented by the American Pistachio Growers.
Yep. Ray Appleton is stringing up all his 50 bases, and he's probably buying a pair of new striped pants to wear, especially for that evening.
His Beetlejuice pants?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's going to be a blast. I mean, I can't wait. 100 years, folks, if you could only imagine that a company being around for 100 years, one of the first stations in America, and congratulations to this KMJ ship for being afloat for so long.
Yeah, it's amazing we haven't been kicked out of here just yet, but we've got another 100 coming under our belt, I have a feeling, here at KMJ and KMJNow.com. I want to mention that show again. It's October the 11th at the Big, Big Fresno Fair. The American Pistachio Growers are presenting KMJ's 100th anniversary celebration at the Big, Big Fresno Fair. Tower of Power is the headliner.
Yep.
The Appletones, comedian legend Paul Rodriguez, a good friend of KMJ in the Valley.
Yep.
And click on KMJNow.com. Get your tickets today. They are going fast. The Table Mountain Concert Series, by the way, is sponsored by Toyota and Modelo Especial. So,
wife would kill me if I didn't mention the Mark Capitan show at 12 noon on every Saturday.
Yes, sir. So. And you're talking with the Mussons.
The Mussons, yeah. Karen and Greg Musson from Gar Bennett.
Great
and
people.
Associates, yeah.
Great people. Had dinner with them last week after they recorded your show, actually.
We had a great time. Week after that, Mark Kepler from the Maddie Institute. Stay tuned, folks.
Go to the podcast page, kmjnow.com. Listen to all of Mark's old shows. And thanks again to our guest today, attorney from Texas, Omar Ochoa. Great stuff there. You can get it on the podcast. And again, great work by the Tulare County Sheriff's Department and investigators on breaking that cold case of a murder of a little girl named Angelica from 1994. More on that throughout the day here on KMJ. Time now to turn it over for commentary on the news with Mike Dermanuel Jr.
It's the Ray Appleton Podcast from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.